This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Mr. Modi said this while chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi, a day ahead of Semicon India. The Prime Minister assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime. He said that the government will continue to support the industry at every step with the focus of Make in India and Make for the World. The Prime Minister will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will be held from today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two-day event is being co-hosted by the International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation. India is the fastest-growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India has increased from 400 to more than 800, and airports have exponentially grown from 74 to 157. The government's initiatives like Uran, Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, have enhanced regional connectivity, ensuring that even remote areas are integrated into the aviation network. With India hosting the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation, the country stands at the forefront of global aviation innovation and growth. As part of its ongoing commitment to the Digital India Vision, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has launched the third phase of its capacity building initiatives. These initiatives focus on critical areas such as digital public infrastructure, contract and procurement management, the application of artificial intelligence and machine learning, managing large digital transformation projects, digital governance and data management. To enhance the capabilities of officials at both central and state levels, a series of specialized training programs are being conducted across the country. External Affairs Minister held discussion with his German counterpart, Annalena Baerbock, in Berlin yesterday. In his press statement following the talks, Dr. Jaishankar said their conversation touched on many subjects, including the situation in West Asia, especially the Gaza conflict and its ramification. They also discussed global issues and reforming the UN. He highlighted the new and emerging technologies, including semiconductors, electric mobility, and renewables, can constitute new opportunities for India-Germany cooperation. On cooperation with the European Union, the External Affairs Minister hoped to move faster on the Free Trade Agreement and other agreements. He said, India can contribute to building reliable and resilient supply chains, diversified production, and trusted digital partnerships in Germany. He welcomed the forthcoming Asia-Pacific Conference of German Businesses in New Delhi to be held in October. The BJP yesterday hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks about reservation during his visit to the US. Addressing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that Mr. Gandhi, who claimed to save the constitution, has said that his party will scrap reservation when the conditions so warrants. Mr. Prasad said that the prejudice against reservation is reflected in Mr. Gandhi's remarks. Mr. Prasad alleged that Congress party is against the reservation as well as the interests of Dalits and OBCs. Mr. Prasad also alleged that whenever Rahul Gandhi goes abroad, it becomes his mission to degrade and insult India. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the country is witnessing significant growth in sales of electric vehicles and it's expected to touch 1 crore annual sales figure by the year 2030. While addressing the 64th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari informed that nearly 30 lakh EVs are registered in the country. The 45th Fight Chess Olympiad is set to be held in Budapest, the capital of Hungary, starting today. The event will run from September 11th to September 22nd. This biannual chess Olympiad will feature over 1,800 players with 193 national teams registered in the open section and 181 teams competing in the women's section. India will enter the open section as the second-seeded team with an average rating of 2,755, just behind the USA. And that is the end of this news bulletin.